Hey, welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird but helpful.
Just like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help, maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both. Hey, welcome to our podcast of podcastiness.
The podcast of podcastiness.
Yeah, man, we're sorry. We're...
The most podcastiest podcast ever.
Yeah, man. And this podcast...
What are we sorry for?
I don't know, man. I feel like the state of the world is such a mess that I need to just apologize for existing right now.
It's not a mess here at our house.
I know. And I feel guilty.
Jesus Christ, baby. Come on.
No, like, seriously. Like, all the news is really depressing.
You can't feel guilty.
But all the news depressing me made me find this random song by Hikaruk on TikTok, and I think it's my new favorite song. You ready to hear it?
Okay.
Okay, here it goes. How cute is that?
Oh, that's pretty cute.
How cute is that?
If I were a fish.
If I were a fish. Huh. And it's because one of them had a really bad day.
Yeah.
And they were feeling like super emotional and insecure. So she cried to the other one, Olivia.
Yeah.
And then Olivia's like, hey, I love you. And she's like, I love you, Olivia. And then they made a song about being different called If I Were a Fish.
Well, do they actually love each other?
Well, they love each other as friends, at and that's least, the only right? kind of love that matters.
That is the only kind of love that matters.
And it's wholesome. It's so...
It is a wholesome song.
Wholesome. And it's so sweet. And we have a link to it. It's on TikTok, apparently, where things can be occasionally wholesome and sweet.
TikTok.
Unlike Twitter, now known as X, where everything is not wholesome or sweet.
I know.
It's a very hard place. But... If I Were a Fish.
Why is everybody on the internet so mean?
Well, that's true.
They said it.
Everybody on the internet is mean.
They are so mean.
Good
and
Lord.
It's so hard to just exist because you know people are going to criticize you, you know?
It's always a risk going online.
I know, man.
That's why all I do is share your stuff. I'm pretty safe that
You're
way.
So wimpy.
Plus, you shut me down on all my post ideas.
That's because they're all about...
And I'm
naughtiness.
Not on TikTok.
They're not wholesome.
They're not naughty.
They're not wholesome. Right now, Sean is pulling my shirt off my shoulder, using his massive hand to rub my shoulder, proving how unwholesome he is. We can't
you have
even...
a sexy shoulder.
I don't.
A sexy.
I have
you
no
have a sexy shoulder.
I have no riz.
You have what?
No riz, man.
What does that mean?
You don't know what riz means?
No, what's riz?
Okay, Grandpa. Riz is the middle sound of charisma, and it's the newest word. And it's the newest word in the like.
God, just your skin is rizzy.
I am not. Oh, okay, all right. You gotta stop it.
We might have to have a late nooner.
No, riz is a. They got explicit.
Not only do people know what a nooner is, the kids don't know what a nooner is. That's probably out of fashion.
I don't know if my writer listeners know what it means.
Oh, they know what a nooner means.
But Riz is like the new word, man. It's like, and I am like Tom Holland, the actor, in case you don't know who that is, Shawnee. I have no Riz.
Does Tom Holland have no Riz?
He says he has no Riz.
Oh.
But he's got a very hot
I'm sure it's not
lady.
True for either one of you. You have a very hot man. What the hell?
That's very true.
You're both rizzy.
We are Rizzy secretly?
Maybe that's how you're going to base it.
Maybe we have a Rizzy.
On the hotness of your maybe significant
our,
others.
Maybe our charisma comes from having no charisma.
You always have charisma.
If I were a fish man, I wonder if I'd be a charismatic fish.
I'm sure you would, baby. I can fit in a smaller bag. Oh, we're recording now? Jesus, woman, you gotta tell me these things.
You gotta look up. Just look up.
I gotta look up.
And then you see the record, and you say, oh.
Sorry, I was busy on my BlackBerry device.
Oh, no. So this week we're talking about the dreaded ing again. And
dreaded ing?
And
have we spoken about that?
I believe so. Oh. But I've been sick, so we're going to talk about it again.
Okay.
So when I was a baby newspaper reporter, one of my editors, Grady Holloway, used to call me over to his desk a lot. And I loved Grady, and he had this great grizzly beard to set the scene, right?
Yeah.
Before that was cool. He wore a dirty Red Sox hat. He'd been married to a million women, one of which was the ambassador's daughter to England. He rode horses. He could put the shoes on the horses. He was from Oklahoma. He drove a cab in Colorado when all the beat poets and journalists were out there. And he loved noir mysteries, right?
Yeah.
And he collected typewriters in a very small apartment.
He did collect typewriters.
But whenever he would pull me over to his big metal desk in the newsroom, I knew that I was about to get writer advice.
Okay.
And he'd go, Cece, in his I drink scotch voice.
Yeah.
Or whiskey or something manly. You're a great writer, but have you ever thought about? And then he would tell me what I hadn't thought about. What?
That's the trick right there.
To drink whiskey?
No.
Oh.
To praise you before I ask you a question or highlight something in one of your articles that I'm editing.
Yeah.
Baby, you're a fantastic writer.
I think the dog's eating something, honey.
I put her puzzle over there on the couch to try to keep her busy.
Okay. So, yes, I always praise before criticizing. Right. With INFJs.
Baby, you're so sexy.
No, that's not praise to me.
Should there be a comma here?
That's not. See, that's just gross to me. I don't want to be told I'm sexy. All
right.
When you're reading my work.
Baby, you're such a sexy writer.
That might work, actually. All right. Okay. All right. So, anyways, he'd then tell me something he hadn't talked about or thought I hadn't thought about or something I needed to remember, like passive verbs or starting your newspaper story sentences strong with important stuff first, or the dreaded ing. So, the ing.
Yeah.
Is an addictive little bastard, like all sexy grammatical elements are. Like, they're not as addictive as the debonair M dash, or the lovely ellipses, or the goddess we all know as the parenthetical. But they're pretty damn close.
Yeah.
And when you put an ing at the end of a verb, that verb becomes a progressive verb in the English language. And you feel like that verb is happening right now in the present, even if your tense is in the past. So like this, would you like to read the excerpt?
She was running, breathing hard and fast. Shallow breaths that couldn't quite make it all the way into her lungs.
Because she had bronchitis. Sorry.
Running so that he wouldn't catch up. And the ground was breaking beneath her feet. Wait, it didn't say feet. And the ground was breaking beneath her. Dead people's hands reaching through the wood's surface. Fingers trying to clutch her sneakers, her ankles, even the laces. Anything.
So that's scary, right? We're kind of scary, if you can imagine it. Especially if you imagine she has bronchitis like me as she's running. But let's see what that sounds like without the ings in there, right? So it's the same excerpt, but the verbs are not in that form.
Okay.
So,
she ran, her breath hard and fast, shallow breaths that couldn't quite make it all the way into her lungs. She ran so that he wouldn't catch up, and the ground broke beneath her. Dead people's hands reached through the wood surface. Fingers tried to clutch her sneakers, her ankles, even the laces, anything.
So, they both kind of work, right?
Yeah, but they forgot to take out that one ing at the end.
Oh. Anything is not a verb.
It should be inith.
Oh my god.
Inith.
Oh my god, you're so... Alright, so they both kind of work, but and sometimes you want to use those INGs for impact. But just like the M dash or ellipses or parenthetical statements or having your characters nod every sentence, there can be too much of a good thing, including...
Aww. How about italics? How about italics?
You hate me right now, right?
What?
You hate me right now.
I do?
Yeah.
Because you're taking a picture of me?
No, because I am editing two people's books and they both are wonderful writers in the fantasy world. Of their stories, they use italics everywhere. So every other sentence is like word. It's like every other word.
On a word.
Yeah, and that's what italics do. And they're addicted to italics. So I've been groaning about this a lot. And now Sean just made me remember it because that's what love is.
That is what love is.
Making people remember what they hate.
Remember the good times.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, like... Another example of that thing, right?
Yeah.
Kind of mixed with both would be this one. Would you like to do this?
I would love to.
All right.
Crying because of the creepy man racing after her. I'm going to start again. Take two. Crying because of the creepy man racing after her. Terrifying minutes.
For five. I'm writing it right now.
Oh, yeah. She's editing. That sounds
great. Try it again.
Crying because of the creepy man racing after her for five terrifying minutes. Carrie raced through the woods trying to get away and breathing out heavily even as horrifying zombie hands reached through the dirt and pine needles, hoping to grasp her shoes and bringing her down beneath the surface with them.
So we have a point of view issue, but yeah. Whatever. You want it, like, you can see the difference, right? You have present participles, you have adjectives, you have progressive verbs, you even have a gerund. And those INGs are doing a lot of work here, and there's just, like, way too many of them there, right? Like,
okay.
In that...
There is a lot in that paragraph.
Yeah, right? Like, you're like, holy poopaloopa. That's my new swear.
Holy poopaloopa?
Yeah, holy poopaloopa. That's a lot right there, right?
Isn't that that music fest thing, poopaloopa?
So what happens in this passage is that the reader starts to get bored and it doesn't feel fluid. And the mind kind of like numbs from all those INGs and then they just sort of bleed into each other, blending, right?
Yes.
And blending has an ING, but we're going to ignore that. And so now let me try to do it without the INGs. Hopefully I will not edit it as Shawnee is reading this time.
She cried. She ran through the woods, each breath of prayer, an intake of hope as her feet raced across the pine needles. He was close. Too damn close.
It doesn't say damn.
The thud of his footsteps pounded after her. The dirt trembled, but not from her. Hands, dead, decaying hands, somehow broke through the hard ground. One poked up just as her sneaker hit the ground. It reached for her. Missed. Another tried. Another. Much better.
That was very dramatic reading, baby. Wow. All right, so it's different again, right?
Yes.
It's the same scene, but there's no INGs. It's kind of cool, like, when you can see the difference in tone and feel that happen just by playing with, like, this one tiny element of language. And that's the whole point of being a writer and understanding the craft and how words work. The dog is walking away with a Christmas ornament.
I know. I'm going to have
to go. She is now running. She is running away.
With an ornament, a Christmas ornament.
So, though we pretend these aren't live, they're very live. And our dog just got a ornament off our Christmas tree and ran away with it. She absconded with it.
What?
I said she absconded with it.
Yeah.
And that is what it's like living in this house.
Dog tip for life. God, it sounds, seems like I haven't gotten to say that in forever.
It does.
I'm out of practice.
No, I think you did a great job.
Pogi had a really simple dog tip for us today.
What was it?
She's like, just like the common Walmart thief, don't drop the goods when you're running away.
Is that what happened?
Actually, she said it with a lot more ings.
Oh.
She said, if you're going to be thieving.
Oh, no.
Don't be dropping as you're running. And making your getawaying.
And her other tip would be, like, notice things in your writing, right? On the page, when you're revising and editing. Notice if you're addicted to italicized words or ings or, ooh, what's that under the cat's belly?
I don't know.
Can you feel that?
Yeah, when you move your hand.
Okay. Or, you know, like, on the page, you just want to pay attention to whatever you're doing. Like, if every sentence only has two words, mix it up, right?
That's right.
Like, if every word has an ing at the end, mix it up. It's all about...
She gasped.
Noticing.
She moaned.
And doggies notice a lot. They're always watching out the window, noticing things.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Yeah. Notice things.
Notice things.
Dog tip for life.
And wherever you are, at all times, if you want to be a good author. All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You know.
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog. And it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new...
amazing, creepy podcast is Dude, No! Just like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast.
Loving the Strange.
Which we stream live.
On Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. The end. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take much more.